Welcome to Inspiring Women with ADHD. I'm Renee Allen, the host of this podcast, and I'm excited to be here. I am still playing with video recording, and I think I'm going to go with Ecamm. Right now it's going to say Ecamm Live because I'm still in the trial period, but I've tried a few other things. I've spent hours figuring things out, getting the music in while I'm recording instead of after so that the editing process isn't stopping me from producing podcasts, which is along with the topic today, because if we want to be able to get things done and we are spending so much time doing it that we aren't getting anything done, then that's a problem. So what we have to do when we have ADHD is look at our brains and see when they function the best. When our brains, I guess it's when it functions the best and when it doesn't, when it's really just spinning in circles. I noticed this long, long ago when I had babies, and my daughter-in-law is about to have a baby now, and I'm seeing that in myself as a grandma being here because of the uncertainty of the due date and all of that. And when I was a mom or a young mom or about to be a mom, the last few weeks or month, it was harder to get things done, even though you have that nesting instinct of, I need to get lots and lots done. I got to get the house clean. Things need to be better. I need to have a car seat, you know, all that stuff. And there's some kind of chaos in your brain of not knowing when things are going to happen, how they're going to happen, how it's all going to play out. And that can interfere with our brains functioning well. We already struggle with our brains functioning well. And you add more to it, it makes it harder. And in order to function and keep your life in order and have systems and all that, you need to do things to streamline it as you go. You need to look and see what's working, what's not working, and make changes. Otherwise, you keep spinning in that old system. So let's say whatever your daily schedule is, you don't really have a morning schedule. And so in the morning you wake up and you think, oh, I didn't, you know, do the dishes last night, or no one did the dishes last night, or whatever it is. And it takes longer to find food to eat, whether you're preparing just for yourself or for you and your kids, or getting people out the door, yourself included. If your system of laundry, food in the kitchen, and dishes done, if that's not in order, in some sense of order, if there's not some kind of system that's working for you, everything's going to be harder. Getting places on time, meeting your goals. If you want to exercise and you hadn't done your laundry, you don't have a workout bra to wear, whatever it is that you don't have in place, that's going to make it harder. It's going to be that many more steps for your brain to think, I have to get this together, and then there's a good chance you won't get it done. Another time that I really realized I'd have to evaluate systems was when I first had a full-time job. I would look at my computer area. I'd look at my file system. I'd get it to work in a way that made it. And back then, we answered calls. We had landlines. And I was an administrative assistant, and I'd answer the phone, and I'd answer emails. Even though we didn't have internet, we had WordPerfect back then. I don't even know how we sent emails. Did we technically have the internet? Kind of, but not, you know, like a Google. Like, we couldn't search for anything. We just could connect with people somehow. I don't know. But anyway, every once in a while, I would see, I don't really like that my files are over here because I'm reaching over here. Or I need to bring snacks so that I'm not having to go into the break room and I can eat here from my desk or whatever it was. And whatever I saw wasn't working for me. I found maybe this works for somebody else at her desk, and she's just working wonderfully that way. It's not working for me. And I found that I needed to do it my way or I couldn't function. I don't know if you feel like that, or if you think that that might seem kind of selfish sounding, like, oh, I have to do it my way or I can't do it. That may actually be true. It may actually be true that you can't do it if you're not doing it your way. And it's kind of funny because I remember my mom telling me from the time I was really little, like talking age, she would explain to me how to do something. And I would say, I'll do it my way, you do it yours, which sounds a little selfish, but I had figured it out. And probably in my brain, her way wasn't working for me as well. It's not that I didn't learn from my mom. I did a lot, but those words came out of my mouth. I'll do it my way, you do it yours. And I think about it, and that is probably something I've had to carry through my life, because I hear people talk about, like, this is a great way to organize your paperwork, or this is a great way to do this. And I tend to look at the system that they have and see, oh, that won't work at all. Or I'll try this. I'll try that. I might be able to find something from their system that works, or follow their system and tweak it as I go, just like I do with recipes when I cook. And that's why all my meals don't turn out very well. But you might find the same thing. And when I am giving advice on a better way to do something with ADHD, or this is what may work with your brain, you really have to think about, will this work with my brain? I'll try it and see. Some things you may just know no, or other things you might give it a try and see, and come up with ideas on your own, because we all have brains. We all have this creativity and this ability to see possibilities. So whatever isn't working in your life, you have a system going on that's contributing to that. It may not be a good system. It may be a barely floating system, but you may need to create a new system. And it doesn't mean that system wasn't good at one time, or maybe it's never been good, who knows? But it just means it's not working for you, or maybe not at this time in your life. So in order to create a system that flows, that you can get up and do the things that you need to do without a lot of stopping points, it takes some time and it takes some effort. And that can be hard, because when do you have the time to set up a new system? If you don't take the time to set up a new system, your wheels will keep spinning. So every once in a while, today was one of those days, I have to take the time to set up a new system, and other things just have to pile up. Whether it's the laundry, I started doing laundry yesterday, that's just going to have to wait a little bit longer. The dishes aren't done, that's just going to have to sit there. If somebody else wants to do them, that's fine. We have adults in the home, no little kids to tell do the dishes. But that's not something I was going to do today, because I needed to create a new system. And when I decided to teach yoga, I just went to classes and taught yoga. That was my system of showing up if they had equipment, or if I taught somewhere where I had to bring my own equipment, I researched the best yoga blocks or mats or whatever, bolsters, blankets. I found what I liked, what I didn't like. I set up a system, bought baskets or whatever, so that when people came in, they could use them. I had candles. I found that real candles weren't the best system, because a few times we tripped over them and made, caused some damage with wax. Thankfully, not with fire. But yeah, so you have to figure out a system for whatever it is you're doing. When I started teaching on Zoom, which I never, ever, 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 ever wanted to be on video, somehow that changed. COVID happened. I missed my people. I wanted to be on video. I wanted opportunities to connect with them. I figured it out. It took a long time, and I've streamlined my system as I've gone. I still use Zoom, but I send them to a platform called Arketa, and I keep my library there. And I have a system. That system's probably going to continue to morph. And the people that I teach private yoga to often say, wow, you put a lot into this, because every once in a while I'll say, oh, now you won't see a blinking every once in a while because I figured out how to get Ethernet cable into this room so I can have, better connection instead of just relying on Wi-Fi, or I'll buy new lights, or I'll try a different microphone so I can hear them here when they talk to me instead of trying to hear from the screen. And I'll do those things to try to get a clearer video or whatever, partially because I want to better my system, but part of it is, I don't know if you do this, but if I see something that's not quite right, it's that perfectionism thing, yeah, but it can be distracting. And when I'm teaching a live class, I don't want to be distracted by the blinking. Maybe they don't notice it, but I'm noticing it. And then I can't think clearly to teach the class. Same with this video podcasting. I don't really know what I'm doing with YouTube and stuff. It would be a lot easier to keep it audio, but for whatever reason, that brain that wants to be creative, that wants to keep going, is going. and is saying, you need to create video podcasts too. Do that. You know, maybe you'll find some people that you wouldn't find otherwise and it can help them. Maybe it'll help you connect with people. That would be great. All the things that want to be distractions to my brain could get in the way, but I'm doing my best. Like right now, I'm not mirrored. So this is the wrong side. It's hard to look at. If you're just listening, I'm touching my head. It looks different in the frame. But I needed to create a system that I can feel good about so I can come on and talk, not be distracted, and also make it so every time I do it, I can just come up here and do it. I only made one episode last week because I didn't have a system down. There were too many pieces that I had to put together every time I wanted to record with audio. I was thinking, can I just go back to audio? I could. But if you have a brain that wants to continue, you know, do that next thing, which I did, I thought you need to set aside time. So I spent time ordering some duplicates of things that I needed. Like if you need to charge your computer, I'm switching back to you now. But if you work on your computer, your laptop at home, at your desk, but you also have a charger by your bed or somewhere else, you don't want to have to carry that charger over to that desk every single time. Anytime that you have to do something else, you might work on your desk one day, you're in bed at night, you need to order some groceries if you order online groceries or something like that, and your battery's dead, and then you have to get out of bed, go get the charger, bring it in, set it up. On the way, you might see a bunch of things you didn't get done during the day. That might be a distraction. That might play with your brain. That might make you forget you were even ordering groceries. And all of that can get in the way of you reaching your goals. So if you can buy, if you have the money to do it, if you can set aside or rebudget somehow and buy extras so you have fewer steps when you need to do something, it'll be helpful. I bought a second webcam. I bought some extra cables to go in my laptop. I still just have one laptop, but I can unplug all of this. This microphone stays here. Take it downstairs in an hour and a half and teach my private yoga people. And hopefully I won't forget anything, because what happens if I have to carry these things down there, or if I have to replug into more little charging ports or whatever, there's a kajillion. What happens is I get in there and I'm trying to remember all the things that need to get done. It's time to teach and I'm either scattered in my brain, or I have the microphone set up wrong, or the wrong camera setting or whatever, and they can't hear me. And then I get little notes that say, hey, we can't hear you. So anything, maybe you're not doing video recording, but anything that you can relate to, that maybe you drive two different cars and you get in one car and there's a charger, but there isn't one in the other. Or you have diapers in one car with a little bag, you know, emergency bag for the kids, but not the other one. And you're switching cars with your husband for some reason. Having things in multiple places will make it easier so you don't have to remember so many things. Because even though we do have brains that can jump around and think of a lot of things, we also have brains that forget. And multitasking just means taking your brain away over and over and over and over. Even though you might be thinking, I'm doing all these things at once, you are, but your brain can't keep track of all that at once. Two nights ago, we wanted to watch Survivor's on again. I just started again last year after, I don't know, 15 years or something, but now I'm so into it. I don't know if you do this, but with ADHD, I tend to go down, you know, like deep, you know, the hyper-focus thing can go into obsession with things too. So not only do I watch Survivor, I listen to the podcast, you know, all that kind of stuff, but Survivor and Traitors. So we were going to watch it. A couple of our kids are coming over. My daughter's boyfriend was coming over. And I went into my bedroom because that's where we watch it. Survivor 9 in our bedroom. And I went in there and thought, I need to make up the bed. I need to clean this up a little bit. And then I saw that I decided to change DVD players. I don't even know if you use DVD players anymore, but I still do. I have two in our house. And if the power goes out, we don't have internet, then I have movies for the grandchildren to watch. But there are also workouts that I have on DVD that I can't live stream and stuff. So anyway, I found that the DVD player I had downstairs doesn't work with an HDMI cable to our projector. I know this is getting way off, but we also have a projector in our living room. We don't have a TV in our living room. We have a projector in our living room that we cast onto a big screen. We have done that since our kids were little. We've gone through a few projectors. They don't last forever, but it's been a fun thing that before we bought a big TV, when people were buying bigger flat screen TVs and they were super expensive, we bought a projector and a screen, and that's how we would watch movies together. And so we still do that. That's how we watch the Super Bowl. But Survivor and Traitor's Night, I'm not setting all that up. I have to move furniture around and stuff. It's too much. We don't have that system to where the couches are like that all the time. It doesn't work. So anyway, the last time we had to watch a DVD for some reason for our movie choice on the projector, I found that the downstairs DVD player didn't hook up to that projector. So I knew I had to redesign that system so that when people came over, it wouldn't take forever. I wouldn't be running around like a chicken with its head cut off, because that's what you feel like. That's what I feel like when I have ADHD, that other people are just sitting there and I say, oh, I'll do this, but my brain's like, ah, you know. So yeah, so I started switching that DVD player maybe a week ago. And when I went in to make the bed and get things ready, I saw the DVD player on the floor, kind of out with a few of the cables. And I thought, oh yeah, you were working on that. Get that put away. Well, while I did that, I also saw the remote for the TV, like the main remote, you know, how valuable those are if you only have one. So I saw it and I picked it up. And then I saw my husband had some clothes that were on a little table. So I picked those up and I thought, I'm just going to put them on his side of the closet. And I don't know. I did about four or five things. I was multitasking. I'm pretty sure I picked up that remote. I saw it on the little table. My brain's usually pretty good about knowing, like if I think I saw something, I saw it. And then I made the bed, put all the gajillion pillows. I don't know if you like a lot of pillows. I do. My husband doesn't like very many pillows, and I use probably five or six while I sleep. And he likes barely a blanket, and I like heavy blankets. But anyway, so I did all of that. And then my son came in and he said, where's the remote? I'll get things set up. And I said, oh, I looked around. For 2 days, we have taken apart the bed. I even changed the sheets last night, like every single sheet, every single pillow under the bed. He climbed way under. I looked in the clothes that I picked up, everything. We haven't found it. I don't think I threw it away. Sometimes I do carry remotes into another room. Like if I have to go in the kitchen for some reason, it might be on the kitchen counter. But if I multitask, and I don't know if you found it the same, but if I multitask, I'm highly, highly, highly likely to either misplace something that was in my hand, like my phone, my earbuds, whatever, spill something that's in my hand. I might also be carrying a mug with something in it, and I, you know, lean over to pick something else up, not realizing I have five things in my hand and one of them is liquid without a lid. So mishaps can happen. Things can get lost. All kinds of things of disorder and disarray can happen when you're multitasking. So even though we might think, oh, I'm getting a lot done, we might be, but a lot can get worse too. You can, you know, run into walls and get bruises that you wonder where they came from and all that, because your brain can't keep track of everything at once. So finding a way to do it, that you can do it, but you're also functioning. You might think, I do well multitasking. You might, but look and see, could something be better if I simplified it a little bit? If you see a remote and you know it's not in the place where you usually put it, pick it up and I do this with other things. I just didn't do that night. But you would pick it up and say, okay, put this away first, then you can do everything else. Or take this cup and put it in the kitchen, and then you can do this. And even say out loud to yourself, go back and make the bed, whatever it is you need to do to help yourself remember what you were doing. But the things that could either go missing or spill or whatever can get in the way. So I don't know how I got away from creating a system that works for you over to multitasking, but that could be, you know, part of that. So habits are important and routines are important, but if we don't have systems that flow, that go well, go with the flow, that make it easy for our brains, we're more likely to not succeed with our goals. I got to keep it simple because I want to go in about five directions right here. But if you have a planner, like a planner where you write things down for the week or for the month, If you have a chalkboard, that's my new thing, is to have a blackboard. It's framed. I have one that's on the wall that I thought I'd use a lot, and I haven't. Then I bought a portable one, and it's become kind of my post-it note thing, where I can write maybe four or five things on there in a different colored chalk marker. I guess it's not chalk eraser, chalk marker. I can write order new cables, order new webcam. I can write that on there and not forget. If there's a system that you're finding isn't going well, even if that's not on your to-do list for today, write it down in your place of writing things down. It might be some kind of notes app on your phone or something, or you might speak it. I really need to learn to speak things that I need to remember on my phone, because, and then that's a system right there. I know that. I know you need to like find an app that works really well. I have one that I found out has not just an annual fee, but a lifetime fee. And it's not that much more than the annual. I think I'm going to get it because it's highly recommended for women with ADHD, but I want to try it out before I recommend it. So that's on my to-do list of a new system, is learning something that when I have my phone, I can just say to it, you know, blah, 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 blah. Remember to do this. Remember to do that. You need to revamp your laundry system or whatever it is. And then you can look at those and what's the priority? What's the next system I'm going to rehaul or just make a little bit simpler and give it some time, whether it's a Saturday or it's the evening. You might feel like winding down, but you think, you know what? I could probably do this in about an hour or two. And if you think you have that much time, then go for it. But write down the things that you need to do so you stay focused. If you use like my focus journal or something, other ideas come up, you can write down in there the other ideas that you can save for later. But maybe write some bullet point things that need to be done. Like for me, I had to identify what would I need upstairs that I also need downstairs that I don't want to take back and forth. And it's going to cost a little money. Hopefully I can make that back somehow. But put that system in place so that you can thrive, so you can get things done that you really want to do. So whatever you need to do, set aside time for, even if you don't have time today or this week, put it on your calendar, put it somewhere where you won't forget, because it will make the next week, the next month go better. So even in your car, I probably complain about that a lot, but if I get in my car and I don't have a place to put my phone where I can find it, where it's not, you know, bumbling down on the seat, I need a magnet holder. My husband used to take him out if he'd drive the car because he didn't like it on the heater. And I thought we need this here because I need to just get in, go and start the car. I don't need to look for where to plug it. I like to plug in my phone as I drive because I need it when I teach yoga. I need it to have battery power. And if you're finding, I need this to function, I need snacks in my car, put snacks in your car. My friend Sherry used to have a snack drawer. You know how sometimes they have a drawer under the seat for your owner's manual or, you know, that kind of thing. She had all kinds of protein bars and all kinds of really fun snacks. And I thought, I want a snack drawer. I've never had a snack drawer, but I've tried to, you know, have like a few things in a bag. And it is really nice if you're driving around and you think, oh, I'm so hungry, I should stop and get something. Oh yeah, I have these pretzels. It could be as simple as pretzels. So anyway, yeah. And what I'm wondering too, and it's maybe something that you can evaluate. I'm wondering about you because I know what my answer is, but when you need to set aside some time to get something done like this, do you do better with a really open-ended space? Like if you have something that you have to do that night, it can't be that day because you won't be able to just let your brain go and do what you need to do, work on what you need to work on to create this new system. Or do you do better where like, I only have 3 hours, so I'm going to get working on it. That's something to learn about yourself. Like you're doing it your way. Do you need a deadline? Give yourself a deadline. You know, like I want to be able to go running, start, you know, preparing for a marathon. Do you want to do a marathon? Never wanted to. But if you want to prepare for a marathon and you might need to research some shoes to buy that you can wear or look at your own shoes, do some laundry. Do I need clothes that I could have enough every day to reach in my closet and grab the clothes and go? Do I have a water bottle that I can have ready for me before post-workout hydration drink? Whatever it is, if you need all those things to keep you going, set it up, plan it out in your mind, have this perfect little system and take the time to set it up so that you can succeed. Because I know I get really frustrated if I have a kajillion steps to be able to reach a goal. I either won't do it, or I start it and I stop. I start it, I stop. And you think, you know, as you go through life, maybe you wouldn't have so many goals, but I always have goals. And from the ADHD books I read about women, that is something with the ADHD brain, is we have creative brains. And I know some women feel like, but I can't function well enough to achieve those things I might want to do. You probably can. And finding your way to do it is what you need to do. And if you need somebody to work with, I'm not a coach, but I want to help people be accountable, just be a buddy, a mentor, a guide, whatever. Somebody that you can report to. I've started an accountability group for just workouts, exercises, and stuff for March. It's not too late to jump in. I'm trying to cough, but I can't. I don't have a pause button with this video. Maybe I do. Let me try it. I don't know how to do this. Okay, so I do have a pause button, but I didn't bring my drink up with me because I had so many things to bring up. But anyway, yeah, I think that's where I'll stop today. I'm really debating. I love making longer videos that are long enough for me to just talk about what I need to talk about. But I hear different people like, oh, I can only listen for this long. But I can't talk for a short amounts of time. So that's not even an option to have a 10-minute podcast or 15-minute. And I don't like listening to podcasts that are really short, but it's not that it's all about me. But anyway, it kind of is when I'm recording. But I will try to have some that are a little bit shorter if it's overwhelming to you to think like, oh, I can't always listen to podcasts that long. You can in chunks. Just a little tip. You don't have to listen to it all at once. But I think I'll stop here for today. And I appreciate you for being there, for being out there. I know some of you are out there, and that helps me keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And I'm going to keep trying these video podcasts. Eventually, it'll be second nature, and I won't talk about it so much. But until then, I will. And if you ever need any ideas, you know, on how to do this stuff, I'm doing it all. Because I was told if you learn it on your own, even if you can hire somebody to do some of it later, which who knows if I will, you need to know how to do it yourself so you can manage it. Oh, and speaking of video podcasts, another reason I wanted to do this is so that I could have guests. And I think it works better when you can see who the guest is. At least for me, when I'm listening, it's harder. I can hear the voices, but I like to see who they are too. In fact, there's one podcast that I listen to that has two hosts, and they're on all the time. It's a legal podcast. And I had to look and see what they look like and then figure out which voice was which one, because I had to see them in my head to be able to listen. Not just see a picture, but see them in my head. I've probably never seen them actually talk. So maybe it was just a picture. But anyway, I do have actually two guests set up. I'm so scared because I've never hosted guests before. So you guys can help me through this. I actually invited two people that I know, and that was going to be an easy intro for me. Maybe I'll have them on first. But in 2 weeks, I have two different guests scheduled. One is named Megan Griffith, and she has a YouTube channel called the Neuro Curiosity Club. She has ADHD. She has the blend of autism and ADHD. They call it odd ADHD or ADHD. I think that's how they spelled it. But I met her a couple days ago, and she's going to come on my show. And I'm really excited because she has a lot of great information. And the other woman that I have scheduled in 2 weeks, name is Carrie Bonnet. She's an executive function coach, and she helps parents help their kids with ADHD, like for studying for school, but she also coaches adults. But I have ideas for each of them. When I was invited on a show, I was given three choices for topics. I just gave them one choice. They could have given me other alternatives, but I really wanted them to talk about what I wanted to. I'll do it my way. It doesn't have to be just my way, but that's where I started with that. And I guess that showed up there, huh? But find how things work for you and work in the way that works for you. Create a system that works for you, but it takes work creating that system. It really does. So you know, you might have to revamp it here and there. And it might be a really good system that works until you move somewhere else or until something happens in your life that just creates a big shift. And, you know, whether it's hormonally, I know with women, I'm past menopause, so I don't feel hormonal shifts anymore. I say that, but I do feel them, but not in a monthly way. But yeah, that can even affect your ability for your brain to work. So having a better system will help you even during those crazy times. But anyway, thank you so much for being here. Oh, I'm going to put in, okay, I have the exit music. So this is the only way I know how to do it. In the old way, with that audio, I had the music and then I started talking and then I put in the music at the end and it just all went together. Now, the only way I can see to do it with Ecamm is I have to slide the music in while I'm talking and then it will start playing. Because if I bring it in, and I hope it works for audio, for those listening to audio, but if I just bring it in and just leave it there the whole time, it'll loop it and it will happen in the background. And I do not want that. I don't know if you guys are like this, but when I watch YouTube videos or even, you know, reels or something, and I think they think, oh, we're making this video beautiful, and they put, you know, soothing music in the background. It's not like it's a yoga video with music. I expect that, you know, like a workout video with music. But it's while they're talking the whole time, there's music going. And with my sensitive brain, I can't hear them. I want an option to turn their music off and they have it in the background. So I think that's what this is set up for. It's like, oh, you can have music lightly playing the whole time. I'm not going to do that to you. So I'm going to bring out my outro music. Okay, this is part of my setting up my system today. I made four choices, four links of music. I think I'll do, oh, that one's kind of a long one. Are you okay with a long one? Because this is a shorter episode. Okay, I'll do, so this is a song that my son and my daughter sings with him. And I have them grouped by double chin, because that's what one part starts with, double chins. Anyway, and then I Better My Toast. I think I'll start with I Better My Toast. It's a little bit longer one, but here it goes. Let's see if it works. I butter my toast. Spread on some grape jelly. I don't mean to boss, but I'm a chef and a good one. My grandma can't hear me. The breakfast is done.
Open windows, broken shadows. Frozen dreams are left for tomorrow. Without a cloud. No time for a pause. Silence of sound has yet been found, but not by me.
My apologies for any of you who stayed till the end and are watching on video, because there's a way to put in like another slide right here. I don't know how to do it, so I was just sitting there listening with you. I should have chosen the shorter one, huh? But anyway, thank you so much. I'll be back again and I'll continue to learn this little system. Bye.